This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Democrats decided not to pick on Trump's Secretary of Agriculture nominee, Sonny Perdue. Ranking Senate member of the Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow, says that she'll vote to confirm him. Perdue is well-schooled in agriculture and just about everything but ethanol biofuel. He was not quizzed on that subject very deeply at the hearings beyond support of the RFS. He was well-versed in trade and farm labor issues. He's going to have to let the administration know how their proposed policies on immigration and trade will have a very negative impact on ag if they're not careful. I was impressed with Perdue's stance on farm labor. Our sector is far too dependent on immigrant labor to stand the aggressive deportation policy that the Trumpites intend to employ. There's no alternative farm labor source, and the H-2A visa program needs to be expanded with a year-round program for the dairy industry. Here's an example of how there is a labor crisis just around the corner. It was pointed out at the recent RJO conference how there is enough physical kill capacity for the beef industry to handle the larger numbers that will be coming in the next few years as a result of herd expansion. The problem is that there's not enough labor to run plants at full capacity. The brick and mortar may be there, but not enough humans to operate the plants. They argued that some packers may have to move plants to where the labor market is more adequate. The pork industry is expanding kill capacity with several new plants coming online in the next couple of years, too. The labor supply is just not there. If the packers attract the labor they need, they will be robbing it from sow farms, dairies, poultry, and egg houses. A guy won't be able to get his house sided or shingled anymore. Donald and his stupid wall and aggressive deportation policies are going to create the dangdest labor crisis we have ever seen in the ag sector. The idea that they are going to get the welfare recipients to do these jobs, a common rural coffee shop myth, is absurd. I'm glad to see that Sonny Perdue gets it. The people who are building all the new kill capacity in the pork industry are among those who determine the number of hogs being produced, so there is no reason to believe that Friday's hog report would not reflect that growing production. The futures market is staying ahead of the cash market decline, building in a negative hog report. The top end of the range of trade estimates for the number of pigs in the weight breakdown is 106 to 107.5%. The top end of the breeding herd is 102.3%, while the top end on farrowing intentions is estimated at 103%. Anything less than these high estimates is probably a relief given the productivity of this industry. Packers have been continuing to kill up to 445,000 head of hogs each working day, having some pressure on the pork market. What will pork prices be when they kill 460,000 head a day in the not all that distant future when new plants come online? On the cattle, weakness in the product market suggests more evidence that the beef market has topped the spring rally. Retailers have bought out ahead for spring features and will need to mostly just fill in additional supply. That contrasts with the extreme currentness of feedlots, with industry that it is safe to say has been significantly depleted for April. Packers have sold a lot of beef ahead for April, and they had better have a huge captive supply, as many feedlots have already sold their April show lists. Feedlots have every incentive to sell whatever has the finish for packers to buy and replace with fresh inventory. If they keep pulling marketings ahead this aggressively, there's still upside potential in summer contracts. Carcass weights, of course, are running light. The larger the kill now, the more reduction in the expected summer bulge in marketings. They'll be killing May cattle in April, and so on. On the grains, not as much focus gets put on Friday's USDA grain stocks report, in part because it is internal accounting and there is no way to predict which categories that the bean counters will move around and by how much. What I see as important is the basis average trade guesses for stocks. The quarterly corn supply would be up 712 million bushel, soybeans up 153 million bushel, and wheat up 255 million bushel, larger than a year ago this quarter. It'll be hard for the bean counters to bury that much extra supply in the statistics. The trade will continue to position itself for Friday's USDA stocks and planting intentions reports that will provide some harder numbers to put into balance sheet calculations. The average trade estimate of 91 million corn acres is not bullish on the balance sheet, as it may not prevent another year-to-year stocks build, as South America takes back export market share and the weather follows Dr. Taylor's favorable forecast. It takes below 90 million acres to be friendly, meaning sustained support for the current trading range in corn. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com. or call 712-933-9400.